Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, April 8th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. In part two, we got Realty Radio with David Farnborough. Looking forward to that. Right now, we've been looking forward to this. Promise Bakken is in with us, Marketing and Communications Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Promise, good to see you. How you doing?
Good. Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Appreciate you and being here and the time. And always like to shout out our chamber and the great work that you guys do. I want to remind everybody that when you become a new chamber member, you get to hang out with us on the air here.
Yeah.
We've had some recent new members on with us, and it's been a lot of fun getting to talk to them and getting to know not only them, but a local business and being able to support local, which is something that us here and you guys over there champion and are so proud of being able to do.
Yeah. I think that's a really great opportunity for our new members to come here and be able to showcase who they are and what they are and the services that they have to offer. We had quite a few new members this last year, and I'm excited to hear they're actually utilizing their radio segments with their new memberships. That's great.
And one of the advantages along with that in doing that is not only do you get to really talk one-on-one with our audience and really express that, but it gives us and our audience an opportunity to really buy local, support local, and while also having a really good time because we have a blast with these guests.
Yeah.
So when you become a chamber member, all of those things, and you are showing to your community, I back local, I back my community, I'm putting into my community.
Yeah,
it's a real win-win situation.
Yeah,
and it's also something to keep in mind with hosting events and everything. I always like to remind businesses out there, if you're wondering if your business would be perfect for one of these events that Promise and I talk about, encourage you to reach out. I see our first event is networking at night, and it just makes me think of, I think we'd love to host that here.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a lot of fun. I think we'd have a blast doing that. So, and I know there's other businesses out there that hear this segment and think similar things. So encourage you to reach out to Promise and the gang and find out how you can be a part of things. And Promise, your networking at night, your next one of our favorite locations.
Yeah, so networking at night is happening April 21st at El Cafe in Port Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really excited about this one because he joined the chamber a couple of years ago, so he's finally on the rotation of list of hosts for networking at night. He's got some great food over there. I've been over there a couple of different times, you know, mostly after church, but you know, so that tends to be when his like busier times are, I've noticed. But yeah, I just love Fidel and everything that he's doing for the community. He's got a couple of other projects he's working on that really helps benefit the community that he's serving, and he's just a really great guy overall.
I mean, yeah. Period. Fidel was standing out here selling, you know, just anything, and I'd be buying it because of what a great guy he is. And and his business, you know, we've talked about this with Fidel before. Beth with the Kitchens Open has interviewed him. The El Cafe sponsors our birthday and anniversary club on our morning show. So we've talked about El Cafe a bit, but one of the things that I don't think I've gotten to really dive into about this so much is anybody that's watched Bar Rescue or any of these restaurant shows, you've heard the stats of how hard it is for a business to survive and then how much those numbers go down when it comes to a restaurant being able to survive.
Right.
So if you can imagine this and put yourself in Fidel's shoes, you would think that every bit of your resources, your focus is keeping this business alive and well.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is for him. That is certainly job one, but just as important to him is supporting local, whether it is an individual that could use some help with funds and doing a cause about that, or sponsoring our birthday and anniversary club, bringing in you know, other chefs and different people for like Misty's Menu and some of that they've done over there. The unique menu they have, I have not seen a menu like that before. And all of that, and I'm missing stuff. Like there's things I haven't even covered. All of that stuff going on, and along with that, putting it into the community while also having a good business. It can be done, you know, and that he shows that every day. And I appreciate that from him as much as his support and so much he puts into our community.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Have you tried his avocado toast?
No, I got to. Melissa's been telling me I got to try that one.
Yeah, got to try it.
It's really good. So this business at this Network Gang and Night is coming up April 21st, 5 to 7, over at El Cafe on Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. Is this open to members, open to others?
Open to members and then future members. So if you've been frequenting the Network Gang at Nights, you know, just just to get your toes wet, you know, dip your toe in the water there for our networking events, and you're ready to, you know, explore other opportunities with the chamber. This one's a great one to start with. It's free. You make a lot of great connections. It's kind of casual, laid back. You know, people really enjoy going to these and connecting with people. It's kind of like a social hour for for our members. So
I've been meaning to mention that with this. One of the more consistent things I've heard is just the nature of it, just casual kind of, like, it, there's no real pressure to this. Right. It's just really putting a bunch of business people in the room together and being able to connect or just make friends or something. You know, that's really nice.
And oftentimes this is probably one time a month where we can get an event in the community where all members are welcome to come. Yeah. So, you know, if you haven't been out in the community lately or been doing your networking, this is a great one-stop shop for you in the area. A lot of our members come out to it. This one, we also have raffle prizes.
Yeah, oh, we don't want to skate past that. You got raffle prizes. Yeah. Everybody loves that. That is fantastic. And a nice added bonus to this. This is going to be a fun event. And you kind of mentioned in the conversation here a little bit that they've been waiting to get host this at El Cafe. Yep. You guys got a waiting list on this. That's awesome.
So I was going to mention to you, if you're interested in, you know, hosting next summer, maybe, like, you should probably get on that list.
I was going to say, Pam, we got to get on that. That's awesome, though. Yep. That's a really good, that's a great problem to have. That's a really cool thing to hear. We encourage you to get on that list for next summer or something, and be sure to attend this one and all of these networking night events. Each one of them, I imagine, will have maybe some different people at some and some at others, so you just don't know who you're going to meet, and there are no reruns with an event like this. Everyone is unique and different and a lot of fun. Networking night happening April 21st, 5 to 7, over at El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards. Check that out, everybody. And you can go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com to find out more information. We'll get promises info before we wrap up today. Networking Exchange for Safety Professionals, that is our next one, and that's coming up at the end of the month, promise.
Yep, so our Network Exchange for Safety Professionals is happening April 30th, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. over at Mid-State Technical College at the Wisconsin Rapids campus. So this is kind of one of those events where we allow our members to come in and kind of like shoot around ideas and talk about the issues that they're having. This one's going to be specific to safety. And so say, for example, you're a small business owner, but you don't have like a safety director on site, you know, and you're like a person that wears multiple hats in your company. This is a great one to come to so you can get advice and hear about other situations that are happening in the area and stay updated with anything that might have been changing in the last year or so. Lots of people come to it and they kind of just talk about like, what are your safety concerns and how did you approach those and what was the end result? And it gives you a real great range of information that you can use or potentially, you know, house for use in the future. So this one is, our speaker this one is going to be Andy DeWitt from Mid-State. He's the head of security over there, and he's going to be covering the topic of like a critical incident or even like an active shooter. Like, what are your protocols for those kinds of incidents? And you have a procedure in plan. Have you practiced that procedure? And do you need help developing it? And it gives you ideas on how to develop those kinds of safety procedures for your own company. This one's free for chamber members, but we do have a registration open for it right now. There is limited seating, you know, due to space capacity and things like that. But the registration closes April 23rd for this one. And I would really highly recommend anybody who has just recently opened up a business or is looking to hire new staff, you know, it's a great way to get more ideas from people in the area of like what's, you know, what will impact us this summer, for example.
You know, I piggyback on your new businesses out there, but I think, and I'm sure you mentioned this too, as far as you know, any business, no matter how long you've been around. Andy's a pro at this. Andy knows what he's talking about, and his job is to look for things that you might not see. So new, old business, what have you, he may be able to look at this from a different angle and see things that you might not see. And this is all stuff that, hey, it's break glass in case of needed. Hopefully you never have to break the glass.
Yeah.
But if you do, you certainly want this there. And having somebody who kind of is not only a pro at this, but has been doing this for a long time and really knows his stuff, he's able to give you a perspective that you may not have otherwise.
Yeah.
He's coming in with fresh eyes. And no matter what we're talking about, that always is a positive to things. And when it comes to security, I think one of the things that can get lost in that is the peace of mind that it gives. Security gives much more than just letting you know that your employees and you are and your customers are safe.
Right.
It's also that peace of mind that you have, whether it's at midnight and you're sitting there in bed thinking about it, or you're just about your day and you're not around the office or something like that. It goes so much farther than I think you can be really put into words.
Yeah.
So I cannot encourage people enough to attend this one. And I thank you guys for thinking of this and hosting this or having this idea even. I appreciate Andy being a part of this as well. This is literally for the betterment of our community. It's a really good thing to be doing. I appreciate that. And you mentioned that there is limited seating for this one. So you want to get in on the registration right now, everybody.
Yes. Yeah. Registration closes April 23rd. And again, this is, I think, especially with this discussion topic that we have this time with the critical incident active shooter, I think, you know, a lot of schools in the area kind of have that locked down. But if you're a smaller business or a nonprofit organization, or you have a tiny little building that you're operating in, it's good to kind of have like a little bit of a what you're going to do when that happens. So I highly recommend coming out and listening to Andy. He's got some great advice, and I'm excited for this event.
My dad, from a young age, taught me how to defend myself, not to get in fights, but to be able to defend myself.
Yeah.
Like, that's the point of all that.
Yeah.
And it's no different with an event like this. It's not, hopefully you never have to use any of this stuff, but boy, it feels that peace of mind of knowing it. We're speaking with Promise from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and we're diving into one of our favorite events, Lunch by the River. Love this event, Promise.
Oh, yes, Lunch by the River. So this one's been around for quite a few years, and it's one of our most popular summer events. It happens every Thursday between June 5th and August 28th, and from 11:30 a.m. to 1. We usually have live entertainment, food trucks. One of the days we bring out Stuff the Bus. There's a whole bunch of different things that we do with these. I think last summer we had even some like little tiny tumbler dancers out there.
Did,
it was so adorable.
It was great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this is a great community event. Come out and have lunch with us. We are looking for sponsorships. Well, actually, we have a few left. So I thought I'd throw it out there if anybody was interested in sponsoring one of those dates. This is a great way to get your business out in the public, become a little bit more community focused. You know, a lot of our larger businesses love this one because they're always stuck in their offices all the time. And this is a great way for you to get out there and be face to face with your community and kind of show them what you are and who you are and what you're about. And you can have a booth down there if you sponsor. Lots of great opportunities with this one.
Veterans Park is such a beautiful location, and it's darn near dead center of town. So you're able to bring in businesses from around there that stop by too.
Yeah.
So for you as if you are you have a food booth or something like that set up down there, what a great opportunity to be seen or heard or have people check out your food that may not get a chance to otherwise. To new people out here in the community and everything, we've had a lot of new members to our community in recent months and everything. This is one of the main things, if not the first thing I tell people, you got to attend. You got to attend this event.
Oh, I totally agree.
It's not only a great way to get to know the area and run into locals and everything, but I remember doing this a couple of years ago and having somebody come in for a midday interview, and the first thing out of their mouth, well, you were so right about Lunch by the River. I'm like, oh, what are you? And this was like months later and everything. Oh, like, wow. I had no idea how many people were in this town. Like, you get a good idea of how big this town is going to Lunch by the River and seeing just how many different unique and wonderful people we have in this area and how many unique and wonderful businesses we have in this area. And whether you are going to have a food truck or something like that, or you just want to have your business attached to this, this is marketing 101. I mean, this is just a great opportunity to be seen by so many different eyeballs and people coming to your business, coming to your location. That's what happens here. People come down to the park to spend. Sometimes people bring in own lunch or just want to browse and hang out. But more times than not, they're bringing their appetite. And they're coming down there to enjoy the sun and the beautiful park and have some good food.
Yeah, so if you're interested in sponsoring one of these dates, I recommend reaching out to Lacey Alling. She's our events and engagement director, and I have to tip my hat to her a little bit. She's been working pretty hard on getting this expanded. So throughout the last year, I saw that she had brought in more food trucks and expanded the area of available food truck parking. So I think this year she's going to have a lot more food trucks, and she works very hard on having different types of entertainment so there's no repeats or things like that. And the sponsorship opportunities are a really great way of getting in front of a really big crowd every Thursday.
Lacey is fantastic.
Yeah.
She's doing amazing work, and her, especially her approach and her touch on this event has been really noticed by the community.
Yeah.
You, her, everybody over there, keep up the great work. You guys are doing great stuff over there. Again, if you want to maybe get it, especially because there's only a few sponsorships left, if you want to get in on this one, that contact information one more time, promise, who they contact for that?
Well, you can either reach out to Lacey Alling at communications@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com or Holly Ann Heidel at office@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com.
And as we're wrapping up, promise, and man, the time goes by so darn fast when we get together. we did want to mention another future event that's coming up that we want people to be a part of. And I don't think it's a hard argument to make. This is probably our most popular event in our area, the Cranberry Blossom Festival. Mm-hmm. I feel pretty comfortable saying that. That's nothing against any other event or anything. It just, well, you guys know, you out there, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. This is the biggest event we have.
Yeah, it's one of our bigger ones during the summertime. I can definitely agree with that. So our Cranberry Blossom Festival is kind of like a two-day thing for us. We have on the Saturday, we have our arts, crafts, and vendor fair. We have a lot of booths that go downtown and showcase their products that, you know, they have for sale. We also have some great food trucks down there as well. We are opening up sponsorships for this one, and we are opening up the booth registrations for this one. I know that Lacey, again, is working on expanding how many booth spaces we have available and how many different variety of food trucks we will have down there, and I think she might have a little surprise for us this time around, so gotta keep that one just in case. But yeah, definitely reach out to Lacey if you're either interested in having a booth down at Cranberry Blossom Festival, or if you're interested in participating in our parade this year. We have those registration forms available as well. The parade this year happens the Sunday following, so it's a Saturday-Sunday event, and our theme, we're going to really highly encourage everybody to theme up their floats this year, and our theme this year is Blast from the Past.
Oh, good
so
one.
So I'm super excited to see the creative ideas and the floats that'll be coming through this year.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah.
That is going to be a lot of fun. This is, again, so similar to some of the other events we talk about with the Chamber. This is an opportunity to be seen, to be heard, and get your business out there like no other. And unlike some of the events we have in our area that are very supported by locals and everything, this one brings in people from surrounding counties and cities.
Yeah.
You're not just getting seen by locals. You're getting seen by the whole Central Wisconsin area, really, with this event.
Yeah.
And I know people from out of state that come in for it and everything.
Yeah.
It's a great opportunity to do that. And this is, again, one of the better ways to show your support for your community and your involvement in your community and how, hey, we want to be a part of this. I like to use big businesses often as an example, and I think Culver's is a great example.
Okay.
I don't believe that Culver's really needs to advertise.
Right.
I mean, they're pretty good. If Culver's never did another commercial, I feel like they'd be doing okay. They're going to be doing all right. But they choose to show that they're a part of communities. They want to be a part of things. So they're a part of events like this and other events in our communities. It's just an example of you as a business out there. However you're doing business-wise, this is a great opportunity to show that you are a part of these things. And I think a way to show appreciation too to the community, especially to businesses that are doing well out there. You're not in this alone. We're in this together. And this is a great way of showing that fellowship, showing that community effort, and having a really good time, because I don't know anybody who doesn't enjoy putting these floats together.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun to be a part of. So there is a few sponsorships left you mentioned.
Yeah.
I want to encourage people to get a part of this right away.
Yep, the sponsorships that we have open are for the Cranberry Blossom Festival Arts and Crafts Vendor Booth Fair, which is happening on June 21st, and then the parade the following day on June 22nd. That one's just a registration fee for your float. But yeah, I highly encourage people to participate in the vendor fair if they have any products that they would like to showcase. You don't know how many people come through there and mm-hmm. shop those vendor booths. It kind of reminds me a little bit, smaller scale, but very similar to how Warren's happens.
Yeah, yeah.
Very similar. And it's I love looking at all the different crafts all the... It's amazing how some people can come up with some beautiful products at the end of it. And then I also like to... shop around for soaps. I love scented soaps or homemade soaps. There's going to be a couple of those down there too this year. So
you and my sister, man, we locked in on those things. Yeah. They're great though. They're so unique, and you can't, again, these are things you will not be able to find anywhere else. They're very unique items. And while you're getting those items, it's going to feel cool. You're going to like having them, and you're going to be able to know that you've supported local and supported a local artist or somebody in our ag industry or something like that. Yeah. Another great part of the Cranberry Blossom Festival. We want you to be a part of it. And all of these events promise, if people want to find out more and they would like to be a part of some of these things or just be a part of future events with the chamber, because while we touched on a lot, we barely scratched the surface of what the chamber offers to this community, everybody. So how can people find out more, Promise?
They can always visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com and visit our events tab. It pulls up a nice pretty calendar for you to check out what's going on during the month. So between our website calendar and the CVB's website calendar, those are the two websites that you should, you know, check the most often to see what's going on in town in the area.
Yeah, we don't get to shout this out enough, but I love your guys' website. It's very well done. It's so easy to navigate. Even I can do it. Again, while we touched on a lot of things here, that events page alone has just a hundred other things there that you could check out and look at. And to anybody out there, if you're looking into work development or jobs or any of those kind of things, there's also great resources available for you there. I encourage you to take some time, check out the webpage, go through all the tabs and see what it has to offer for you. WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Keep in mind, our chamber is very active on social media as well.
Yes.
Do a great job on there. Follow them on Facebook and be sure to share their posts on your page. Just never know who might see it otherwise.
Yeah.
Promise, always good hanging out with you. We will talk again real soon. Say hi to the gang over there for us, okay?
All right, thank you.
And we'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.